Hello!
And welcome to the Devil's Advocates Legally Distinct Podcast and Variety Show.
This is John.
I am Dave.
And, we bring you yet another wonderful episode of this beautiful podcast, which is, you know, just perfect in every way. There's nothing wrong in our podcast.
Shape and form. We're sexy.
God, you said it.
We're curvy.
We're curvy. That's right. The Devil's Advocates Legally Distinct podcast has them
curves. Is this a moon rock of some sort?
It is not. That's a regular joint of coyote weed. Not even a pre-rolled one. One of those cones, though.
Yeah, it's hard to drag from.
So, I'm going to start off with a... With a conspiracy theory.
Okay.
And the conspiracy theory is that... We don't live in a on a globe.
Are you saying we live on a flat Earth? I'll kick you off this podcast. If you say flat Earth, you're off.
All right, maybe you should take this on.
Well, so your conspiracy theory talk has actually sparked something in my brain. That wasn't the topic of today's podcast, but did you hear about Alex Jones' video game?
What? No!
Yeah, he recently published a video game.
It made us level up. Just now. But wait a minute. No, but seriously, though. What platform is it on,
do you know? PC. On Steam.
On Steam? Is it free to play?
Or? No, you have to pay for it.
Oh, well. God damn it.
And it's about conspiracy theories.
I wonder how much it costs, though. I might be interested
in playing. It's probably like a $10 game.
I could...
I don't know much about it. Okay, I don't know much about it.
Fair enough. Yeah.
I know
enough.
You go through different government conspiracies, Sandy Hook, whatever.
That's... Man, it just fucking kills me because there are actual government conspiracies that don't involve re-victimizing already victimized people.
I'm assuming. I don't know for sure, but I'm
That's a Dave detail.
Yeah, it's a Dave detail.
It may or may not have Sandy Hook content in it.
But I know how the game ends.
Yeah?
And it ends on Epstein Island, fighting Bill Clinton. Like, a shirt like was
pulls,
Bill... Like
yeah,
a shirt
he pulls out a sax and he just, like, starts, like... It's like charming you. You have to like resist it. Like
there's a rhythm game.
Yeah, if you're not quick enough, he'll shove a guitar up your or he'll shove a cigar up your ass,
and then light it.
Okay. I'm gonna look. I want to play that honestly, unironically. I would like to play the Alex Jones Steam game.
I sent you a link for it for the story about it.
Oh, is that what that was?
Yes. That was a YouTube short.
Oh.
I love those guys, too. They're very funny. It's these three guys, and two of them are going, but dumb. Every time he finishes, like, a 10-word sentence. Like those old 30s and 20s songs.
Oh, yeah.
Like barbershop trios.
Okay. That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, no. It's funny as fuck. He released it in November. We missed it. We missed the Steam winter sale.
That is true.
We'll pick it up during the spring sale, or maybe the summer sale. Could be the fall sale. They do a lot of sales, and then they do random sales.
I've been too busy playing Baldur's Gate, and it takes up all the space on my computer because I play on a Cactus computer that we built.
Yeah.
Doesn't have a lot of RAM.
Have you been modding it?
So I looked into it and, found that it wasn't really like modding Skyrim. Now, I don't know if I've talked about this on the podcast.
No, you haven't.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Here's a quick little aside. I don't know how quick it'll be, but I used to play a lot of Skyrim, and I mean a lot. And
like hundreds of hours of it, right?
Yeah. Like
in the last year.
Yes, exactly. There. Thank you for putting into context. I had not played Skyrim before this year, and within.
Yeah, you didn't like it.
No, I just didn't have access to it. I wanted to play it.
It was always around you, but people wouldn't let you play it, right?
I could never get. I could only ever like play a like. Maybe 30 minutes on someone else's save file that they would delete after I was done.
Because you would ruin it?
Obviously.
Every time you touched something.
So I never had time to start my own stories and see what the game was really like. I watched a lot of content on it. Started playing it. Loved it.
It's a good wandering game.
It's a great wandering game. Great time killer. If you're an explorer type and you really just like to see new things in a game.
That's the best aspect of the game. The actual story and quest lines and shit. Not so good.
No. Agreed on that.
But if you like to walk around,
there's some compelling aspects.
Like IGN, we give it a 7.8 out of 10. The same score they gave Pokemon Ruby and Sapphire.
Yes.
7.8 out of 10.
The Dark Brotherhood shit was kind of cool. I like that stuff with the weird jester that was really into it.
Oh, did you meet him before the quest when he's broken down?
Oh, no, I don't, actually, I don't know.
So there's a chance to meet him before you start the Dark Brotherhood quest.
Oh,
okay. And he's in a wagon with the Night Mother outside of Whiterun, and his wagon has broken a wheel, and he's trying to get this guy to help him. And he's like, I need your help, I need your help! Help me, please! And then he's like, Cicero will remember this.
Cicero, that was his name, yeah. Well.
No, I distinctly didn't get remember that. Him. I liked him.
Yeah, I liked him too. I also liked him. I was like,
I think I murdered him at the end, though.
Yeah, I think that's like a necessary part.
You know, you can spare him.
Depending on what you're doing. Depending on how you're doing it.
Yeah. You can spare him.
But,
Though he did shank a lot of people. He killed one dude on his way out.
Yeah, it just depends on... But so the thing about it is I played so much of that game that eventually I decided I wanted to start modding it. And the reason why I wanted to start modding it was really simple. It's simply because Skyrim is a great framework that could allow so much more amazing role-playing capability. And mods really bring that forward. You can really get what you want
out
of the mods.
Yeah. So the Macho Man Randy Savage is a dragon.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah!
See, those were the ones I didn't do, though. That's what most people think of. Like, turn all the dragons into Thomas the Tank Engine, or choo, Macho choo. Man Randy Savage.
Oh, yeah, brother!
Or, my favorite one of those mods, actually, is the one where you turn mud crabs... They just have a top hat and a monocle.
Oh, yeah, I love that one.
And they run around going, you done fucked up. You have fucked up. You have fucked up now. Whoa! Like, it's a bit that from The Whitest Kids You Know.
Yes, it is.
No, I actually didn't use those mods. I wanted mods to make...
You missed out on some of the best of Skyrim.
No, I saw the... I had seen... The thing is I had seen those.
Okay, so you'd already experienced it through videos and other...
Yeah, I didn't
media.
Play them myself, but I'd seen them. I knew you can make it funny. You can make... you can turn characters into
videos,
Sonic the Hedgehog.
Those
and,
videos were... like they were modding that game within, like, a week.
Yeah. So, but I wanted a more realistic experience. What I was upset about was that there was no romance. There was no sexual appeal.
Oh, yeah. Well, there was, but it was only, like, cis.
Very little, not enough for me.
And it was like, oh, I'm wearing this amulet, and I've done a quest for you, now I can marry you.
Not immersive.
You know what I would do when I was playing the game? I'd always marry the merchant in Whiterun. The one who wanted to open up her own shop.
Because then when you marry her, she gets to open up her own shop.
And she makes a lot of money out of it.
Yeah, you make a lot of money out of it. I was always getting money off of my
lines.
Alright. But I want to paint the picture here. So what I envisioned...
Also, she gets the best supplies out of any of the other spouses.
What I envisioned was that I would use modding to create an immersive Skyrim experience where if you took a liking to a character in a role-playing sense...
Oh, I know who you took a liking to.
Who?
Jizago.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you're right, Jizago. I love him.
He is a good character. He's always complimenting you. You can take him on quests with you.
And he's a powerful wizard.
Oh, yeah,
and
he has fireballs out the wazoo.
And he's a very... He's so charming, and I love him. And so I wanted... And so I married him and all of that, but it's like, now that's all we can do? But what about everything else? And so I started downloading some sex mods.
Oh, of course you did.
For Skyrim. Off of loverslab.com. This episode is sponsored by loverslab.com.
Oh my god. That's what it's named, too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
The name of this episode is loverslab.com. Yes. Oh man, I wonder what kind of, like... I wonder... We're gonna get some really interesting people from that SEO.
Oh, probably.
They're gonna be looking for sex mods, and they're gonna find us. But, so yeah. So, here's the thing. I downloaded them, and it works. So now there's penises, and everybody can strip down, and you can initiate sexual intercourse.
And when you go to bed with your spouse, you can, when they're like, hey, let's go to bed, you can actually fuck them.
Yeah, and there's dialogue to support it, and a lot of it's actually really interesting and sweet, and so I was getting into it, but then I get Jizago naked to have the encounter, and he has...
A barbed dick?
No, hang on. He has a regular dick. That's the problem.
Yeah, I wanted a barbed dick.
I didn't want a barbed dick, but I just
he's a cat person.
I just thought it was weird that he's covered in fur, and he has this skin dick.
His skin dick was weird furry on his or fur something. Body. Like when I
played, I thought I envisioned a fur cock.
Okay,
so I downloaded another mod. I'm gonna finish this very fast. This is the end of the story. I download another mod to fix this, thinking that I can get a more realistic penis. Unfortunately, I do. The mod I download gives him a fully anatomically correct, realistic, cat-style barbed penis.
Yes!
And it freaked me out so bad that I immediately deleted all the mods off of Skyrim and the mod manager and have not modded since. Because it freaked me out. Like, it legitimately scared me.
Did you get in close and look at it?
Yeah, I was like, whoa. No, because it's like...
You preferred the flesh
dick? It's proportional to his body, so this is a big part. It's scary looking.
It's not like this mace, right?
Yeah, it looks like... It, just looking at it, it's immediately like, no, that's not going to work. I do prefer the bear penis to that, but I would have preferred a regular humanoid penis, just a bit furry.
Okay.
That's all I thought was going to happen.
I have the thing.
Yeah, okay.
When I was about 12 or 13, I was trolling around in Newgrounds.
Okay, yeah. That makes sense.
I was looking at the games, and I find this cat person dating sim.
Oh, God.
And I started playing it, because, you know, why not? I was, like, looking around. I like dating sims. I can't tell you why. I find them fun.
Some of them are.
Yeah.
I've actually played a few myself. Some of them are pretty compelling.
I think one of them's name was, like, Love Adventure.
I started
out... And I played that one, and it had, like, a combat mode in it, and, like, it would first person, and you had to control the fists.
I started Doki Doki Literature Club thinking it was a regular dating sim.
Oh, my God. You poor soul.
Yep.
Oh, that man, that must have scarred you.
Yeah, it did.
So, I'm playing this dating sim. This cat person dating sim. And you can, like, and you're this big male, like, black cat, and there's all these female cats that you're talking about. Like, you're this big tomcat, and, like, eventually you talk one of the other cats into having sex with you, and they get down on their knees, and they start sucking your big, furry, black cat cock.
Is it barbed?
No.
This is humanoid.
Yeah, this is humanoid.
That's what I wanted. If that had been... this is the game for me.
Yeah, no, I enjoyed it immensely. Then he just spunked all over her face. It was like 20 minutes of playing, and then I was done with it. And I closed that Newgrounds, and I walked downstairs, and I played some Xbox. So I was like, I don't need any more internet right now.
I'm 12 years old, and that's enough for me.
That made me feel weird feelings about all of it.
Like, why did my pants get tight?
No, I knew why my pants got tight. I understood that. I've been watching Cinemax.
Skinamax.
Oh, yeah.
Man, I get exposed to that till way later. But then again, when you're a Muppet, Muppet culture is much more puritanical than demon culture.
Yeah, yeah, no, no. My parents just let me go, and they trusted me with everything. And I abused the fuck out of it. There was this website called NarutoFighters.com, and it was this Naruto game, where you, like, leveled up your character and learned a different move and went out on adventures and shit.
And sounds like a fun time.
Oh, but there was a chat room attached to it. And everybody was horny in the chat room.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody.
Yep. Gaia was like that. Gaia Online.
Oh, that's how I found Gaia, through Naruto Fighters.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense. That makes a lot of sense, actually. That's the most logical procession I've ever heard of.
And I found Gaia, and I never went back to Naruto Fighters. I went back to look at it, and it was gone. It was such a little community. There was, like, 80 of us.
Those communities, man, it's like, they're...
And I liked... And like, we did these, like, roleplay battles. The fastest typer always won. The people who could type out all those fucking jutsu so fast, I was like, okay, you beat me.
They're just doing real-life jutsu.
Yes. They're like Kakashi when he's flashing symbols for the first time. Remember that? He's just like...
But on a keyboard.
Yes, but on a keyboard.
Light flying out of their fingers.
I could not fathom it. I was like, how are you fucking... I'm copying and pasting and you're just like done.
Oh my god.
I had a website pulled up...
Just ready to go.
Yes.
I think...
We're done.
I think this episode is...
Sponsored by LoveLab.com.
LoveLab.com. You can go there for all the choicest adult-themed mods. Not just for...
Skyrim.
Not just for Skyrim, but a bunch of other games, too. I don't know, like, most of them... Genshin Impact is in there.
Oh, yeah. I bet there's a bunch of good mods for that game.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I bet there's some Pokemon mods.
And currently there's a Black Hawk helicopter coming after us right now.
We gotta go.
Talking about this.
Yeah, we gotta go.